Hey, everybody. Welcome to the show tonight. A lot of news going on social media. A lot of people messaged me starting yesterday afternoon. This morning I put a video out and I didn't have all the news. I've talked to a bunch of people this afternoon. We got more to talk about. We're going to get into those some of those questions about the cat house and spring fling. But first, let's introduce our guest and tell you who else is going to be joining us. So we have Bagger Bader over here in the corner. And then we've got Chasing Adventures wearing his Rest in Peace Cat House shirt hat. Jay Sorsby from the JS channel. And Kyle from Pig Trail Harley Davidson should be joining us in about 15 minutes, he said. He's got something he's got to do. He should probably be 7:15, but we do expect him to join us. So I guess we might as well talk about the elephant in the room. I have talked to Jeff this afternoon. And, you know, while I don't want to get into a lot of details, I know Jeff's side of it. I don't know the other party's side of it, but this was not something that was planned, not something that anybody wanted to happen, but the cat house as of this moment is closed. Jeff, the cat house, Jeff and Angela ran the business, but they did not own the property. I think they were looking to restructure the deal with the owner of the property and stuff. And they came to some irreconcilable differences, shall we say. Words may have been exchanged. People couldn't come to an agreement. And as I understand it, it was not Jeff and Angela who started pulling stuff out of the building. It was the owner, which makes it pretty much impossible for Jeff and Angela to run a business when there's no equipment or point of sale system or anything else.
You know, just thinking right just now, you know, as a business person, they should have waited a couple of weeks. Let's have the rally, then have the problems.
Yeah, let's table this for a couple of weeks.
Let's make a little green here.
Right. And I want to make sure people understand that this Angela, you know, has been running the cat house for years. Right. She's the one that's there day in, day out. This is, you know, very difficult for them. It's not what they wanted to have happen. They put a lot of blood and sweat and tears into the business, and it was not their intent to shut it down right before spring fling or anything like that. It's an unfortunate situation. Again, you know, some things, sometimes stuff in business doesn't go the way people want and shit happens. And, you know, I'm sure that nobody probably intended for this to happen right before spring fling, but that's just the way that worked out. And, you know, the important thing, and we're going to talk about that tonight, is what is the city going to do? What are other businesses going to do to fill that void? I mean, the cat house is undeniably an iconic spot in Eureka Springs for bikers and for biker events. You know, Chase, I believe that might be where me and you met.
It was, I believe, was that 2022, maybe something like that. It was also the first place I publicly dropped a bike in front of 100 people. So that was about a decade ago, though. So I think everybody's forgotten about it, you know,
until now.
Yeah.
Right. Does Sarah have that on video by chance?
No. That was long before. That was back when GoPros had like film and you had to spin the roll, you know.
Oh, okay.
Well, hey, it's probably where we all four met.
Hmm. Well, actually, I met Jay somewhere else, but I believe I did meet you, Bagger, for the first time at the cat house as well.
Yeah, I think so.
And Jay and I actually
in a shady alley somewhere, so I don't know if that was near the cat house or not.
We were drunk. I'm not sure.
Is that crack dealer still in business?
So we got lots of hellos from lots of people. Let's run through here. Red from A Biker's Garage is in. Hello from Oklahoma City, Truth Seeker. Zan's here. Ride for Barbecue's here. Mocan Mikey. Scott Spurlock, it looks like. Lone Cowboy Adventures, what's up? Busted is in the house.
What's up?
Night 3 at the Cat House Lounge after our accident today. Wendy and I feel pretty exhausted, banged up and tired, but still extremely optimistic, grateful, and thankful that we were able to. You know, the cat house is going to have lots of people are going to have a lot of memories about that. Yeah, they decide to go back to the cat house after getting out of the hospital. So it's like I said, it's unfortunate. It's an iconic place. One thing that you can be sure of is that property is not going to sit empty forever.
No.
The property has been for sale for people who did not know that for some period of time, and specifically a little more interest in trying to sell it in recent months. So, you know, I'm sure this plays into all the business decisions and factors of what's going on and all that stuff. You know, and Jeff, I spoke to him today, and they in no way, like I said, wanted to cancel Spring Fling or kill Spring Fling or something like that. Now, Jeff, you know, to clear up some discussion on Facebook, Jeff owns the name. I think he trademarked it or registered it, Spring Fling Rally. You know, he owns the website, the Facebook page, those kinds of things. What will happen with that? I don't know. And there's always a chance, you know, that we might hear some announcement, and they may show up in Eureka Springs for the event, regardless of if the can you know the cat house is open or not. You know, so we may see Jeff and Angela at something. You know, it's hard to say what'll happen there. This has just all happened, but you know, and like Red said here, businesses come and go. However, the riding in the Ozarks is the best drag in the nation. Come and enjoy this during Spring Fling. And I said this in my post today. You know, whether you're coming for the music, the nightlife, the bikes, or the people, you know, the roads are going to be the roads, and they're the great roads. You know, and to me, we talk about going to rallies, and I've been to Daytona and Sturgis and little rallies and big rallies. The things about rallies I remember most are the things I did with people that I like and care about and have bonded with. I don't, you know, riding Iron Mountain Road is great, but you know, it's not the story I tell. It's the story I tell about the day me and Steve and Randy all did this little podunk bar ride all the way to Wyoming and back, where we hit a bunch of little local dive bars and had a great day.
Yep.
And that wasn't some magnificent road. It was a magnificent time with the people. And the people at the cat house, absolutely great, but we can find someplace else for great people to gather and have a good time.
Hey, Mike, do I remember you saying that Angela has, she has the liquor license. So I don't know Arkansas. Yeah. I don't know Arkansas law, but you know, she could possibly maybe they could find another location, maybe a vacant building or something where they could work something out and they could still, you know, open up that way.
Yeah. I don't know if the liquor license is tied to a specific address, how all those things work. And maybe, you know, like some places, I know businesses in Missouri can get what they call a picnic license, where they can operate outside of their business under their liquor license for special events.
You know, Arkansas has something similar.
Okay.
Yeah. So something like that could happen.
Well, and I think, you know, we'll get into it, I'm sure, in the next hour or whatever. But, you know, I just responded to somebody on Facebook who said, oh, no, the cat house is closed. What will we do for Spring Fling? And I'm like, well, I mean, you got a biker's garage, you got Switchback Bar, you got Legends, you got Pig Trail in Eureka, you got Pig Trail in Rogers, you got Mach 1 Moto, you know, I mean, there are a million local businesses that support bikers. You know, it's while Cat House was definitely sort of the epicenter of the rally previously, you know, go explore. There are a million people who will be happy to have you pull up on your bike and hang out and, you know, all that sort of stuff.
And speaking of this, so I talked to Damon, who's with the chamber and there in Eureka Springs, and he got me some information that, you know, we'll talk about what's going on at the Pine Mountain Village thing with Pig Trail when Kyle gets on stuff, but they had an entertainment district downtown that included the cat house and a couple of other bars and restaurants right there, which includes Amigos. We've probably all ate at Amigos, Mexican joint, and there's a bar called Saddle Up. Those are still in the entertainment district. So that means that you can buy a drink there and go from one bar to the other, walk around inside the entertainment district and stuff. And just outside the entertainment district is a place called New Delhi Cafe. And all of these businesses have expressed that they're going to step up and do everything they can to accommodate bikers and to make this, you know, as good for people as they can. You know, yeah, Red just mentioned those same businesses are stepping up. Amigos, Saddle Up, New Delhi. There is talk about dedicated parking for the bikers. They're still trying to figure that out because the parking lot in front of the Cat House was not actually part of the Cat House property. And so they're trying to figure out what's going on with it and all that kind of stuff.
So, I got a question. So, and you, I'm going to need you guys. So, and I've only been there once, but right across the street from the Cat House is a bar. And I think it's got some other levels and stuff in it.
I think you might be talking about Saddle Up. It's just it's across the street and down a hair.
So right there is another option other than the Cat House to have wet your whistle.
Yeah, so Red said that's Saddle Up. Yeah. Saddle Up is right there, and Amigos, New Delhi's just down the street. Outside of the entertainment district is Legends and Rowdy Beaver, which somebody mentioned. All those other places. Now, somebody asked how old are the owners? Are they retirement age? Angela is, I think, getting to that age where she would like to retire and spend time with her grandchildren. And I think that's part of, how some of this stuff came about, looking for security, for if they're going to keep doing this and for how long they're going to keep doing it and that kind of thing. And, that's where they couldn't come to an agreement on. So, now, there are tons of businesses in Eureka. This town is designed for tourism. I mean, I've never seen such a small town capable of hosting so many people from out of town in one weekend. Motels everywhere, restaurants everywhere, the filling station. Bubba's Barbecue posted on my video today that they are welcoming bikers. I think we'll see a lot of other businesses step up and try and accommodate and make people feel welcome. This doesn't mean because the Cat House is closed that there's not going to be any place to go or you're not going to be welcome somewhere. Does that mean that the Cat House is replaceable? Well, no. I mean, we've all got great memories there. But things happen in life, and sometimes you got to just put your big boy pants on and move on.
Yeah, and I mean, to that point, like if you've been to Eureka, if you've been to Spring Fling, if you've only been to the Cat House, as fun as it is, especially during an event time, it's got the best little one-way deck to people watch for sure. Right. But there are 15, 20 other places that are awesome to hang out, and they will still be there. They have all been planning for Spring Fling. It's not like everybody's going to be caught with their pants down, so.
Right. Have you ever been to Voodoo Lounge?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they make a pretty good old fashioned.
Yeah.
Hey, let's face it. It's going to give us all an opportunity to try to explore and find a couple new spots.
Yeah, this year
you're being called out here.
This year may be the year of discovery, you go find somewhere else. Well, Cat House was definitely the hub, of the place, like a spoke wheel. You've got a rim, you got spokes, and you've got the center. You've got the hub, and it's definitely the hub, And the hub lost a bearing this year, so it's going to wobble a little bit. We're going to find new stuff and we're still going to have fun.
Yeah. I mean, we, in the past, Jeff has found a place for us to stay, try and make it easy for me to come make content and stuff. But this year we'd already made plans and we booked hotel rooms so that we could hang out with our friends at the same hotel, Busted Knuckles and JS and Steve and me, and I invited the Wagonators, by the way, to come over to the motel, and we might be having us a parking lot party. We're working on some stuff. There's going to be more announcements next week, I am sure. I've been talking to Kyle about what we can do because I'd planned a meet and greet at the Cat House. As it stands right now, we're looking at doing that at Eureka Springs Harley-Davidson at like 6 p.m. on Friday night. Paulie's there is a has an alcohol license, a beverage license. They sell beer and stuff, and they have an entertainment district there at Pine Mountain. So that means we can walk around the parking lot, drink a beer and talk shit and look at each other's bike and, talk smack on it or whatever else. So we may do our meet and greet there. Me and Kyle are working on some plans. So I'll wait to get some stuff ironed out and we'll put an announcement out about that.
Now, I normally stay like 100 yards up from the Cat House just so I can walk down. So Mike, if you can get me a room in your hotel so I'm a little bit closer to the action, you know, we can talk.
I think, didn't you try to get a room there, Bagger, and it was booked up already?
I did. Yeah. I might, I can still renege on my reservation. So I'm going to maybe keep an eye on your hotel closer to and then see if I can swing over.
Red. But,
I mean, I'm only
hats for the sponsor.
Quarter of a mile away. I mean, it's not like I'm 12 miles away, or you know.
Yeah, you know, Switchback is very unique watering hole, just up 23 from Eureka, and the Switchback. My doggy just ran in here to hide for some reason, but you know, I talked to Andy Boyum from the Switchback today, and they're adding more music and trying to do more and be prepared for more bikers with this change. So
I told them to double their booze order, you know, last minute, just double it, because, and then double their parking lot size as well. I don't know if they can do that in like 2 weeks, but you know.
Yeah. So Brian said, I'd reach out to see if someone cancels. There may be people that will cancel at a motel based on this change. And there may be some openings open up and stuff. Yep. Witchcraft has joined us here. Sorry, I'm late as usual. He's probably out in the shop cutting something into pieces.
Making a chopper. So.
Well, it's funny, actually. Red called me earlier while I already had you know, hotels.com pulled up to see if I could switch up the hill closer to Eureka Springs Harley-Davidson. And Red called me and told the plans with Amigos and with Saddle Up, and the business is a little bit further down the street, and then the kind of sectioned off bike parking lot. So I was like, well, I'll hold off on changing my room till we get some of that shaken out. Cause if I'm still in the epicenter, you know, of where the fun's happening, then I'll keep it, you know?
Yeah. So Tina just joined in, probably asked, where's the new central location? I don't know that we have a dedicated spot, but a lot of businesses are stepping up, and where the Cat House is was what was deemed an entertainment district. And there's two other bars inside that entertainment district that are still going to be accommodating bikers. That's Amigos and Saddle Up, and just down the street outside the entertainment district is New Delhi. You know, there is all kinds of bars in the area you can walk to. The Eureka Springs Harley-Davidson has Polly's that has a license. I think they just sell beer, but they have an entertainment district license, so that means we're going to be able to walk around the parking lot there and look at bikes and talk shit and drink and stuff. So just okay. All I can say right now is I expect a lot more stuff to be happening. This has only been like, you know, we're just over 24 hours since that. Since this happened. So give us a minute to get it all figured out and get you the information. I would say stay tuned. I'm pretty plugged in with the movers and shakers there. They're going to keep me in the loop, and I'm going to try and share as much information about Spring Fling as stuff as I can when I find out. So post reels. We'll probably do another live sometime before the event to, you know, cover the last minute changes or whatever else. Busted, we never talk shit, only about road glides.
Oh! No, it's funny, Mike. I think I've spent more time on the phone in the past like 24 hours than I have ever wanted to spend in the past 24 hours talking to various people, you know, because like, you know, I know Jay, you know, a couple of the bartenders and stuff at Cat House. I know a couple of them between content creators, between business owners, everything, you know, just everybody trying to figure out what's going on. And, you know, like I said, I really appreciate Red calling me earlier, kind of giving me the lowdown of what's happening with the chamber and with the business council and everything, because, you know, it is a big unknown 2 weeks before a rally.
And we don't want people canceling their reservations.
Yeah, no.
Like that. I mean, you know.
We need one
We're waiting
person.
On Kyle, but I'm what? But Jay?
We need one person at our hotel to cancel their reservation.
Yeah.
So we can get Chase in?
Yeah.
Me and Steve can bunk up.
Steve I like drink. Yeah, but I don't know about that much.
He doesn't drink, so he can always drive back to his hotel if he has to without risk of a DWI.
It's 200 yards. We're walking.
Right? Yeah, that's the thing. Our hotel's not that far from Eureka Springs Harley-Davidson, so we can just walk from the epicenter if that's where it turns out to be or whatever else.
You know, there's a good chance that is going to be kind of the epicenter, you know, now that they serve beer on the property.
Polly's doesn't close till 9. And we might have to just hang out there and then walk back to the motel and have a parking lot party.
I mean,
I'm talking to Kyle about doing a parking lot party at Eureka Springs Harley-Davidson. That's kind of is like, you know, Saturday night, do a meet and greet there and a parking lot party. We're working on some things. We're looking at some ideas for entertainment even, so we could have some live music. So no promises. We're going to work on it. But we're going to try and bring stuff for everybody. So, yeah, and Red's got bonfires going on and live music over at ABG as well. You know, he mentioned that there's like 127 turns, and they'll have the dyno tuner, and they have food trucks and KC Motor Babes. You know, there's going to be a lot of people still putting stuff on, you know, no matter what's happening here. And that's kind of the point. And when Kyle gets in, we'll talk more about what Pig Trail has going. But I'm going to mention one reason this is important to me. I'm doing a ride, and if you guys don't know, Adam Sandoval has a ride too. All the funds for these rides, my rides, Adam's ride, everything that's going through Pig Trail Harley Davidson, that is all going to Grandma's house. It's all going to a local children's advocacy center, you know, so it's all for charity. So show up, ride with me, ride with Adam, you know, do something, support the event. Pig Trail's put a lot of effort into this. They've got a stunt show going on all weekend in Eureka Springs. They got drag specialty showing up. They got the Harley Davidson demo truck there. I think Friday we go do demo rides over at Rogers and check out the drag specialties truck. So Saturday are the rides, and we're going to be back at Eureka Springs in time for the 1 o'clock stunt show. And, you know, speaking of witchcraft, because they're in here, they said, Chase, you could bunk with them, but Bill's going to be the big spoon.
You know, I was curious when I saw that. I was like, well, shit, I don't know if that's Ray or Bill talking, so I'm not sure how to take
that. But they have a bike show on Friday morning at Eureka Springs Harley-Davidson. We're going to be up there hanging out. So if you're looking someplace to come hang out, meet me, even if you can't do the ride, maybe you're doing Adam's ride. We'll be hanging out up there for their bike show on Friday morning, and then we'll probably go over to Rogers for a little while, check out the drag specialties truck and the demos and stuff, and then be back in Eureka Friday night. It'll be a nice way to get out and get some riding done. So, Adam's got the Moto Lodge and Camper Resort just west of town.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, like Mike said, I mean, it's a tourist town. It is set up with restaurants and bars and hotels, motels from $50 a night to $500 a night, whatever your poison happens to be, you can find what you need to do in Eureka. And again, if you're not from around here, which good gosh, I kind of feel like I've been here for so long, I've been doing this stuff that it's like a no brainer to me, but you know, there's so many great businesses, so many great restaurants, so many great bars, so much to do that, you know, yes, the Cat House was kind of like in that one spot, but there's 100 places around that one spot that have been supporting us for years and years and years.
Yo, there's a Golden up in Golden. They've got two bars up there, the local and Broken Spoke or Broken Throttle. They're doing stuff. And I think the man is here.
What's up, Kyle?
Hey, what's up, guys? Thanks for your patience.
No worries.
No problem. I mean, I stalled as long as I could, and then I started talking a little bit about the stuff you have going on. I'm sure, yeah, we've kind of already talked about what's going on with the Cat House, and that there's probably going to be more news coming. This has only been 24 hours, but that, you know, there's still going to be plenty of things to do in Eureka. The Cat House, while, you know, not to diminish what it is to Eureka Springs and to the biker community, it's not the only thing going on at this event.
Yeah, I'll just say, man, it's a bummer that they closed. They were such a staple, you know. Great location, great atmosphere, and, you know, a meeting spot for bikers. So I know you can't really, like, just replace that. But unfortunately, in our world, man, change is always happening. And I think motorcyclists adapt pretty well to change. So, and hell, we got to get rid of all the bullshit in the world and the politics and come together, ride, have fun, experience good times. And Northwest Arkansas is perfect for it. Missouri, I think Red's already commented in there about all the great riding here. Let's echo that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The focus, you know, we're full bore, man. I told Mike, you know, we're already party on, Wayne, so let's have a good time. And, you know, honestly, if you talk to Jeff, he'd want y'all to come hang out in Eureka and have a good time. And hopefully you'll be able to see him maybe. I don't know if that'll happen or not. But if it does, give him a farewell and share some cool stories with him. And his wife, Angela, you know, whenever you put 10 years into a business, you get to know the community and people. And, you know, there's just, it's pretty cool experience. So, but it's going to be a great event.
I want to address this question real quick for somebody. They asked if the city will keep the parking lot in front of the cat house open. That parking lot is not part of the cat house, and it's not a city parking lot either. It's owned by somebody. They're working on that. They're trying to figure that out. We should have information next week. But I have been told that the city is working on having dedicated parking for motorcycles available, whether it's there or the down by the courthouse or what, I don't know, but they're working on it. Again, like I said, this all just happened the last 24 hours. As I understand it, the owner of the parking lot didn't even know the cat house had closed. So, you know, give us all a chance to get it figured out, but stay tuned. I'm going to put as much information out as I can as fast as I can.
Yeah, and if you guys want to show your support for the cat house, come on out. Show your support, rev your engines.
Hey, Kyle, yeah. One thing we didn't talk about it with your facility is you – right, butting right up to it, you do have a bar, live music area, correct?
In Rogers, you mean?
In Rogers. No,
I think he's talking about Pig Trail, Pine Mountain at Eureka Springs Harley-Davidson. There's something there.
No, I meant the one in Rogers. So, like, when people are going out, going over to Rogers, are you going to have anything going on in that facility?
Yeah, so Saturday we've got live music by the Zane Grimes Band, and we have a food truck that serves beer out of it, and we'll have another food truck on site, live music on the stage. That's where we do our bike nights, and if you've been there during BBB, we have all of our music there and party atmosphere going on. So I'm looking at, you know, potentially Friday, and me and Mike talked about maybe having some music in the parking lot in Eureka on Saturday and Friday night. So more details will be coming. Like he said, it's been 24 hours, so it's kind of a shock. And, you know, we want to send off Spring Fling the right way and make it better, you know. So if y'all are out there, comment if you think you'd like to have some music in the parking lot. In the past, we haven't really done much music-wise in Eureka, because we don't want to compete with the, you know, there's so many cool bars down there. You got Legends and Switchback and previously Cat House. And, you know, we're not a bar. We're the kind of a meetup shopping experience and some of the, you know, with the stunt shows, motorcycle entertainment vendors. But if y'all think you'd want to have, I'm trying to get some bands that we could line up quickly and have at least something going on to have a cool little party atmosphere outside. I will say, I can't remember the number, but we got maybe 25 vendors in Eureka. It's going to be a packed vendor showing with everything we got going on. So we're super excited.
So Tina asked, will there be music at Pig Trail during the day, which is over in Rogers? And now what time is your Zane Grimes band?
Saturday from 12 to 3.
So there'll be music over there Saturday, 12 to 3. We'll be riding from, you know, the beginning of that and head the opposite way if you do my ride, because we're going to end up in Eureka Springs. And that's why we talked about maybe having some music over there now since things are changing. We might have a meetup there. We're working on all that stuff. I reached out to Switchback Bar because they know the band that I was talking to you about, Kyle, and I'm waiting for a call back from Bean on that and stuff and see if we can find anybody or what we can get lined out there. But we're working on things.
We did have one band reach out from Cat House. I don't know if y'all have heard of Opium, I think is the name of it, or Opium Western, or something. So, and we did have a restaurant from Golden, Missouri. They're up off of 86, not far from Switchback. The local, is it called the Local Bar and Grill, Mike?
Yeah, it's called the Local.
Okay. They reached out and wanted to welcome all the bikers there. I think they put a flyer out. They're going to have, like, live music at their place. So, lots going on.
Yeah, Bubba Barbecue commented on my reel today that, you know, they're welcoming bikers. So lots of restaurants are going to be expecting us and welcoming us. You know, there's another bar in Golden that posted that they're there. A bar in Rockaway, which is a little further away. That's over by Branson. But, you know, a lot of people are, you know, going to step up, including Switchback, you know, try and make this a great experience for us. Here's somebody who said get a hold of Morgan Squared and see if they can play in Eureka, Stephanie Morgan. So if somebody has a contact for a band, you can message me on Instagram or Facebook, the contact information. I can get that over to Kyle. We'll see what we can do. Charlie Fagan's in the house, said he has a couple bands if needed.
Charlie,
so we might put something together. Hey, Charlie, thanks for joining us.
I will say I went from my A-Biker's Garage hat to my Switchback Bar hat. If you haven't been to Switchback Bar, if you've been to Eureka Springs and you haven't found the best kept secret out on the state line, I know I talked to the Bulliams earlier today, and they are bringing on extra bands, planning for more people now. So Switchback is, I'm not picking favorites, but as far as, you know, my favorite place to hang out and have a beer, Switchback Bar.
I mean, that's the complete motorcycle experience bar out there.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think the important point is for everybody to know that there is going to be an experience in Eureka Springs, period.
Yeah absolutely. One of the advantages Switchback has is they're out in the country, so they don't have all the rules and regulations of a city. So it can get a little bit wilder out there.
Zero rules. Zero. Well, okay, maybe, you know.
It's your mayhem bar.
Normal rules, but yeah.
You want to do it, you probably
we
do
did,
it.
We added another vendor mic, and I've got it on the Drag Specialties flyer, but Thrash and Supply has signed up. They're going to be at Rogers, so joining Vance and Hines and Progressive. So we're super excited to have them joining us. Wow. And hopefully they'll join BBB and some of our future events as well. So it's really cool.
Will it just be their parts thing, or are you expecting somebody from Thrashing?
Somebody from Thrashing will be there. We're going to invest in some parts and have like some bikes on display. So we're buying a little bit of stuff to be able to, if people want to buy it, but there will be a Thrashing rep there. I don't know who it's going to be yet. But John, our Drag Specialties rep, which is super cool. Dude's great. Used to race drag bikes. He got us a connection, and they, decided they were going to come out. So, and I don't know if you knew this, Mike, but Progressive just came out with some really cool suspension, upgrades. They got some new stuff going that's actually really exciting.
I have not seen it. I did talk to the guys from Suspension Technologies, and I think they're going to be at BB&B, possibly.
Yeah, we've got interest from them. We haven't got a commitment, but they're definitely interested. My parts manager saw them down at Daytona.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, you guys are always working hard. Let's run through what you got going on over there. So Drag Specialties, you're going to have Thrash and Supply, Progressive Suspension, Vance and Hines with the drag truck being there Friday and Saturday.
Yeah, we got the demo truck Friday and Saturday, factory demo rides. We just signed up because we're full for vendors in Eureka. And I can't remember the name of it, but we signed up a vendor that's coming over. I think it's Feed the Flock. So they'll be in Rogers joining that. And, you know, any other vendors we'll put in Rogers. So there could be some more interest, which is pretty exciting, what's going on there. And then we got your ride leaving from Rogers going to Eureka. We'll have Corey West meet and greet. For those of you that don't know who Corey West is, he races in the King of the Baggers series. And he's actually going to be competing in the Bagger World Cup. So they're going to be sending baggers overseas, Italy and Austria, I believe, to do some bagger racing. And then he does the Super Hooligans, and he's won the Super Hooligans a couple years. He'll be there.
If you didn't see the post, he is going for a fourth series this year. I saw some posts like adventure style racing or something. So he's like going to be competing in four series this year. It looks like.
Yeah, he's a busy dude, and he's got a little kid. He's cool. They just came in this week, popped in for a minute, him and his wife. So, great dude. We got Adam Sandoval doing his ride, which tried to get all the information out. There's a lot of info on his.
Uh-oh.
I think we lost Kyle for a second.
To answer your question, Tina, it's don't ask, don't tell on the rules.
Yeah, clothing is always optional.
That's biker shit.
I'm going to message Kyle and tell him we lost him in case he doesn't know. You never know what it's like on his end.
You know, but, Mike,
the Adam ride is, if for people that don't know, Adam's ride does cost, but you get a chance to win an FXR. And Cruzy Originals is coming from Arizona and going to be on that ride, and they're doing a meetup there. So that's a big deal. So if you're interested in winning a bike, make sure you get a ticket. Let's see, he dropped out. I think he's going to come back. He just read my message. So that's Adam's ride, and they'll be going from Eureka Springs to Rogers.
Yeah.
All right, Kyle, I got you back. I tried to fill him in on Adam's ride. Hope I got everything covered.
Yeah, so chance to win a FXR, which they're super popular, hard to come by, and the 10 set's pretty original. The bike's in pretty original shape. It's got a different exhaust, but so that's a cool event. I was saying before I think I cut out, I'm torn to give it away, but it'll be exciting to see who wins it and if they actually appreciate it. And then we'll be able to tell if they're a real biker, right? No, I'm just kidding.
Can I buy a chance even if I can't do the ride because I'm busy doing another ride?
Yeah, you can do that. And all the proceeds are going to Grandma's house out in Berryville. So, yes, you can. There's a link on the website. Go to it. Even if you don't win, you'll be, you know, making a nice donation to a killer cause. Eureka.
There's a link on the flyer that's on the screen currently.
Yeah, correct. There's a QR code there. Now, all this stuff is on Pig Trails, Harley Davidson's website, under dealer events, your Spring Fling celebration page. Just look for that. You'll find it.
Yeah, so Eureka is going to be kind of the party spot. You know, we got the tower out there. I always forget to mention that. It's a 100-foot observation tower. So if anybody's new on the channel, go check that out. You get a good view of downtown Eureka and some beautiful scenery. And then out there, we got our boys from 12 o'clock shop doing stunt rides Friday, Saturday, three shows each day. If you look at their ad, they got a tagline, straight the F up. they're really cool dudes. So excited to bring them back. We hadn't had the stunt show in a couple years. And then we're going to have our burnout pit. So if anybody went to one of our bike nights last year, our team built a really cool burnout pit. It's got a metal skid so it doesn't, like, bulge your tire as easily as asphalt or wood or something else. But you get some serious smoke on it. If you do the burnout pit, you're going to get a commemorative pin that you got burnt at Spring Fling.
Nice.
We got that.
Yeah, my boy Lloyd Blake just said, "What's up, guys?" And if you didn't know, he just picked up a 25 Street Glide Ultra from you in the last week or two.
Yeah,
mine.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, I've seen 12 o'clock shop guys a few times at you guys' events. Three shows a day for 2 days. So that's what, like 36 tires. You know, and then you multiply that by at least two or three bikes. So I mean, we're talking like 100 tires, you know. Like,
well, we do have a tire vendor that's going to be in our Eureka parking lot. So for anybody that goes to Switchback and does a burnout in their spot, which I don't know if they're allowing that, but typically they do, or they do our burnout pit, don't worry, we got a tire vendor there, and we also got our service department in Rogers. So that'll be cool. The town will love all the smoke that's populating. The good news is we sit on a pretty good piece of property, so hopefully it doesn't cause too much grief.
It's going to rain all weekend this weekend, so hopefully we'll be out of the burn ban. you know. So yeah. When you light them up, you'll be all right.
So
lots going on. And then I got a nice little trade. We trade for anything, by the way. So we traded for an 83 Suzuki that doesn't run and it's all beat down. So, and if you guys ride metrics, I don't really give a shit. I love all Harley motorcycles and, you know, it doesn't really matter what you ride. So I'm not a Harley snob, and that's not why we're beating this bike up. I just don't have a lot of money in it. So we're going to beat a motorcycle. You got to donate $5 to get a swing at it, but all the proceeds are going to go to grandma's house. So if you've got anger management issues, this is your chance to get it out. You know, between that and the riding in the Ozarks, you should be able to clear your head and have a great time. So we're calling it beat a bike, not a biker.
Well, it's a Suzuki, so it'll probably still run afterward. Right.
Yeah, it probably minimal needed to get it running. Yes, yeah, right. They run forever.
It depends on what kind of Suzuki. If it's a DR650, it's pretty indestructible. But you know,
I mean, I ride BMWs and I have a Triumph now. So, like, listen, I'm not throwing any shade anywhere.
No, they're great bikes. Everybody makes a pretty damn good bike, honestly.
Yeah,
you know, I can't remember having a bad time on a motorcycle unless it involved a wreck, you know, so.
Yeah, even then, like, I was still on a motorcycle at least.
And some of those.
Yeah, then you got to go see David and Pebbles. So Pebbles is the mascot out there. David's dog, for all of you that know him. David's been with us this year. He'll have been working with us 20 years. So he's been with us since the beginning. Super cool dude. Him and Witchcraft, Cycle Works, we're going to have a pretty casual surprise little bike show and shine. It's not going to be like judged or anything. I mean, it's judged by David and Witchcraft, but somebody's going to win some gift cards. So that's Friday in the morning, 9 to 11. Pebbles and Witchcraft are going to pick some cool bikes and give away some gift cards.
I'm gonna bring my bike up, but I don't think it would be fair to put it in the show. Everybody's gonna know whose it is. It says "Riding in the Ozarks" all over the side of it now.
Hey,
I bought a broken down shovel head to just trailer over to the parking lot so Bill will pick it. You know,
right. He may love it. I'm sure he would. He just put a picture up of a frame that he's about to do some work on. So
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Then we'll have our Mike. I don't know if I talked about it last time. I probably did, but our half off outlet. So Melody, our retail ops director, is really good at finding great buys on merchandise that are at discounted prices. So it's our closeout center. So they'll have 50% off end of season merchandise. So anybody that likes to, you know, save some money on merch, we'll have those opportunities and. Other fresh threads for anybody that's looking for new stuff.
Well, you know, I want to say thank you to Red's in the deal here, and Witchcraft and Kyle and everybody that is involved in putting on events here. Adam and Cruzy aren't here, but I appreciate them. I appreciate all the businesses that everybody's putting effort in to make this a good event. You know, we're trying to give people things to do, raise money for a charity, have a good time, hang out. You know, I've said before, it's, you know, kind of crazy that, you know, I'll drive 3 hours to hang out with Witchcraft at an event when they live 45 minutes away and I don't ever see them, you know. What happens, you know, we go to this event though, and then it's biker only mode. There's no distractions, no mowing the grass, no getting groceries, no nothing else. And we just get to be ourselves and hang out with our people. And so that's what Eureka Springs is like for me. That's what rallies are like for me is, you know, this year, Busted Knuckles is coming over and we all got rooms at the same motel. So we can all hang out in the parking lot and, you know, have a drink, visit, have a good time. And it's, you know, just remember that is what this is about, is having a good time with good people. And all these businesses are all trying to support that and give us a place to do that at.
Something that's kind of run through my head is that, you know, here in Kansas City, we're just under 4 hours from Eureka. And I've gotten to know a lot of the bikers here in the community of Kansas City. And what's so fun, and speaks for Eureka Springs in Northwest Arkansas, is the fact that when I get down there, I see everybody. I mean, because everybody wants to get down there and ride those mountains. And I think it's a testament to the area as to why it's such a successful event.
Yeah, the riding's phenomenal. I mean, if you haven't been here, you're missing out. And if you haven't been here in a couple of weeks, you're missing out.
Yeah.
There's the business aspect of it, which I sort of like to think I'm pretty in tune with the sort of local biker business stuff. You know, I talk to just about everybody I know pretty regularly, you know, on that front. And everybody puts in money, effort, time, everything to make all this stuff happen. And to the point that's been made several times, it's not one place, it's not one business, it's not one building, it's not one whatever, right? There are so many people putting time, effort, money, promoting, getting stuff, fun stuff to happen here. And then there's obviously the writing, right? Like that's where this all started, was that we somehow have this place that has amazing roads. Like I can go 15 minutes in any direction, be in the middle of nowhere, going back and forth through curves, right? And so it's a whole experience. And, you know, of course, Mike, you know, we've been talking about the Cat House thing for about 24 hours at this point, like you said. But there's just so much going on here that I just hope that the folks who aren't as in tune with this area as some of us are understand that there's so much else going on and there's always so many people involved that it's still happening. You know, it's spring fling ain't dead. You know, it's we're all doing it. We're having fun and we're hanging out.
So
yeah, some of the newcomers might end up like Andy and Bean and go buy a piece of property here. I mean, they came down from Minnesota however many years ago and fell in love with the place, opened a business.
That's right.
So the message I got up on the screen here is Jared. I met Jared at Daytona. Jared's son is the very first person to ask me for an autograph. 6 years on YouTube and a 10-year-old won my autograph on his jacket next to Kyle Wyman. It was his birthday, and his parents let him skip school for a week and go Daytona Bike Week and watch the races and everything else. How cool is that?
That's awesome.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, it was a really cool experience. I got to hang out with them inside the racetrack. They got to meet Corey West and a bunch of the racers and stuff. And that's what these events are about. I mean, I met JS at a restaurant outside of Moyers, Oklahoma, on my way home from the first time I went to Adams Campout in Kay River. That's where I met JS at. We were having breakfast on our way home, and he's like, hey, you've got that. Yeah, I follow you on that YouTube thing, you know, and now we're really good friends. And I met Chase at the Cat House and Steve at the Cat House and Kyle, you know, I got to know you from these events down there and stuff. And now we stay in touch even when there's not an event, you know, you develop these relationships, and that's what these events are great for, is getting to meet other great people and building these relationships. And that's what we come back for. At least that's what I come back for. I mean, the riding and the people are it. We need a place to gather, obviously. Yeah. But, you know, again, it's if the people didn't come, it wouldn't be an event.
Correct.
Mike, I sent you the picture of us meeting, by the way, if you want to throw it up in Instagram. From 2022.
Now, I'll have to proof this first to make sure that's what it really is.
Yeah, right. No, it's funny because I'm from here. I've lived here for over 30 years, I think, at this point. You know, I'm from South Arkansas. But I've lived here for so long and been riding here for so long that, you know, for me, it's kind of I ride the pig trail. I ride everything around. Good gosh, I could probably ride Highway 62 with my eyes closed. And, you know, so I don't even think about it from out-of-towners that are excited to ride here. I'm kind of like, oh, well, I don't even – Spring Fling or Bikes, Blues, and Barbecue, they're not riding rallies to me because it's like the roads I ride every day. You know, yeah. They're hangout rallies to me. But, you know, people who are excited to come here and ride, that's awesome. You know, so it's just kind of funny because this is – Spring Fling is like the beginning of the year. I think Witchcraft said it. It's like the beginning of the year kind of homecoming where you see all your friends again after the winter. You know, that's what the rally ends up being.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of what Bike Fest is for us. We don't – it's 80 miles from home, so we ride that stuff all the time. So we don't go to Bike Fest at Lake of the Ozarks to ride. We go to hang out with all the people and all the stuff.
Chase, yeah. I got an invite for you. Come on up to Kansas, and I'll show you some beautiful roads.
Yeah, some beautiful straight ones.
Nice, long, straight.
Hey, I was in Kansas City last weekend for a wedding, man. I was there, and I rode straight a lot of straight.
Hey, the thing that we're most proud of in Kansas is we have one tree and one tree.
I don't know if I want to put this picture up, Jay, but I do think I've lost a little weight since then.
I mean, it's a great story, Mike. You know, this was 2022. I can remember I was standing at the cat house inside the sort of gate of the outside bar, and Sarah, my wife, who I think everybody but Kyle has probably met her. I was like, I think that's Riding in the Ozarks. I'm pretty sure it's Mike from Riding in the Ozarks. And she was like, well, do you want to go say hi? And I was like, well, I don't know. Do I want to go say hi? And he was like, go talk. And I went down there and started talking to him. And Mike talked to me in this spot, you know, that little gap where there's the walkway in front and in between the bike parking spots. We stood there and talked for like 45 minutes, just stood there and talked. And that's how I met Mike.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Back then I used to wear shirts that would say Riding in the Ozarks because my channel was pretty new and people would look at me and they weren't sure that was me. I remember the first time I walked around Pig Trail Harley Davidson during Bikes, Blues, and Barbecue, people would walk past me and I'd look back over my shoulder and they're looking at me trying to figure out if it was me. So then I started wearing a shirt because I thought, well, maybe if I wear a shirt that says Riding in the Ozarks, they'll know it's me and they won't be afraid to say something or come up and say hi. Now I don't wear a shirt. I figure if you know who I am, I know who I am. And if you don't, you don't. I'm closing in on, I don't know, 7 or 8 million views. It's been 6+ years. So
yeah,
I just kind of gotten past that now.
I can't say that for our channels.
Oh,
doggone it, we're trying.
Well, some of us.
Witchcraft. Yeah. Listen, we just talked about this the other night. I said, I find good people and I latch on. If I want to be friends with you, we're going to be friends. All right.
Brotherly love.
Now, Kyle, there's a couple of liquor stores right around that area there in Eureka Springs. I hopefully you wouldn't get too mad at me if, you know, we brought, you know, BYOL, I guess.
Yeah, I'm
You know nothing.
It doesn't bother me.
by the plastic bottles.
I'm not the authority, so.
Right.
You ain't breaking his laws, Jay. That's the point.
You can't put the boss on the spot like that.
Well, I got to hop off here. Last thing I'm going to say, there's a lot of political BS in the world right now, and everybody needs a way to escape from it. Sometimes social media is a negative spot, so these types of events are perfect to escape. Your motorcycle is a great way to, you know, take advantage of good vibes and the riding here. I guarantee it's freaking motorcycle paradise. So hope to see y'all out soon. Mike, Bagger, Jay, Chase, thanks for having me on, guys. I really appreciate it. I know y'all pulled this together really quickly to help, you know, spread the good word about this rally. So thank you very much.
You bet, Kyle.
Well, we're going to get the word out. We're going to keep people tuned in. We're going to keep posting. So you guys keep feeding me updates as we can share things and we'll keep getting the word out there and make sure everybody knows that there's plenty of reasons to still come to Eureka Springs for Spring Fling.
Heck yeah. Rock on. We'll talk to you soon, y'all.
Be safe.
Take care.
All right. So anybody got any questions, anything Spring Fling or other related that before we, you know, wrap it up? I think we've kind of covered the cat house and covered the Spring Fling thing. So
is that Pine Village right there at Eureka Harley Davidson, Eureka Pig Trail, is that part of that same property? Do you know the little shops?
Yeah. So yeah, the whole shopping center is like a entertainment district.
No, so, I was just is that Kyle's though? Is that Pig Trail's, the little shops?
Yeah, I think they own the property. I think they rent some of the buildings out. So I don't know that, like, they don't own Polly's.
Right.
Polly's is a tenant in their property.
And okay.
So
I had one question. Do we know, does he have a time, like, is there a time where you have to vacate that property?
I don't know that he does. Polly's closes at 9. You know, so I don't know what's going on. We'll be discussing when we figure out what we can get for music and what time. You know, obviously we want to be respectful, you know, of the property and make sure that, you know, we all throw our trash away. We don't leave a mess or whatever else for somebody else to have to clean up, especially if they let us hang out there and have a little parking lot party. So,
yeah, because, you know, there's a ton of hotels within walking distance of that facility.
Yep. I was just wondering if somebody happened to have a liquor license that they weren't currently using, you know, maybe they were using it last week, but they're not using it next week. You know, maybe they could do a short-term rent on one of those units in there. I'm just saying.
I've got three of them back here somewhere. I mean,
three liquor licenses?
Yeah, you know.
Did you print them off the internet?
I'd be a millionaire if I had three Arkansas liquor licenses hanging out in my drawer right now.
Right?
Yeah, so Witchcraft's going to have their trailer parked up there Friday morning. Come see us at 9 a.m. We'll be up there for the bike show and hang out a little bit Friday morning. Hope everybody can come hang out. Anything else anybody want to talk about?
No.
I just think for anyone that's never been down there, whether you want to go to a bar or a restaurant or whatever, the show is the roads.
Yep.
Yeah, like I say, I take them for granted, you know, living here and kind of riding them all the time. But, you know, if you haven't been here, if you've only been here a couple of times, you can't go in a bad direction, you know, except for Oklahoma, maybe. But north, south, east, you're good to go.
A touch of wisdom.
So this is Jared, the little man that I was talking about, to come up and wanted me to sign his jacket. He's got Corey West's signature on here and Kyle Wyman. He was down inside the track at Daytona, and he got a whole bunch of signatures and stuff. And like I said, it was his 10th birthday the day that I signed his jacket. So it's pretty cool that, you know, I asked him what his favorite motorcycle was. You know what he said?
Street Glide.
Goldwing.
Street Glide ST. The new Street Glide ST. So you know he's up on stuff if he knows that there's a Street Glide ST. So he's not just a fly-by-night fan. I mean, this boy's paying attention.
That's a dope jacket. I like it. I'm kind of jealous.
Yeah.
He's got signatures all over it. On the front is where I signed my initials. He got Amsoil Adam to sign it, you know. So, I hope that was a cool birthday for him. And that was cool to see Jared's parents letting him do something like that and celebrate his birthday in such a way and, you know, bringing the next generation into this community that we have.
Hell yeah.
How come you haven't gotten Amsoil Adam over here yet, Mike?
What, on the live?
No, I mean on
over to Eureka,
to Arkansas with Goliath and the big trailer in the Amsoil booth.
I figure he's probably busy at a rally somewhere selling oil. Right. You know, he could come sell oil in Northwest Arkansas.
Yep. Look, if the only reason you were coming to Spring Flame was to hang out at the Cat House, you're doing it wrong anyway. Now, right. It's nice to have a central place for everybody to meet up or the hub. But if that's the only reason you're coming, you're doing it wrong anyhow. So
come on.
Don't cancel your reservations unless you stay where we're staying. And then I need one of you to cancel. But, you know, there's so much cool stuff up there to go check out, you know, and this year just needs to be the year of discovery. And we're going to make our own fun this year. I have a sneaking suspicion all of us going to end up drunk in a parking lot within walking distance of our hotel. But that's all right, too.
That's all right, too.
Damn right.
As long as we can get across 62 without getting hit or causing an accident, we're good. We're golden. Right.
I'll bring some high-vis vests. When we have dedicated crossing guards. I can get some stop signs. Man, we can do this right.
You never know. You might see Jay and I, Lady and the Tramp, a piece of bacon again, if you're lucky.
I don't know. We got to step it up this year, brother. We got to do like a kielbasa or something. We got to make it more homoerotic.
Jay's got plans for our Lady and the Tramp.
You brought it up, driver. I'm just pushing it, turning up the volume a tad.
Oh, gee. No, it's a good time. It regardless of who's open, who's not, whatever, there will always be a good time. Hell, isn't come find any of the four of us and ask where it's happening, right?
Isn't there a rule about who, when someone asks if they're who's buying the first round, that's like the same thing as volunteering to buy the first round?
That's exactly right. Jeremy's on it. Jeremy.
Thanks, Jeremy. Appreciate you, bro.
I mean, busted, and Mrs. Jeremy's going to be here this year, apparently, too. So I assumed his wife was fake this whole time, and he was just kind of like, oh, my girlfriend's at the school across town, you know, kind of thing. But supposedly she's going to be here. So, you know, I'm pretty excited about that.
Busted, you're going to have to message your travel agent, Firecracker on Two Wheels, to confirm what your rooms are. I believe you and Jay were for Friday and Saturday only. We are going in on Thursday, so we're coming down Thursday after work. But, you know, you talk to your travel agent and get those details ironed out. I am not in on that.
Jeremy, I will volunteer. Mike Bowman and I are staying in his toy hauler Thursday night after his meat fest at the campground next to Switchback. Sarah won't be there, so we are free to just triple sausage fest it if you'd like.
But hold on, he could have his wife with him.
I was going to say, is she coming
in later?
Oh, I don't know, actually. Well, I mean, so there's a bed in there that's like 5.5 feet long, which is kind of weird because I'm like 6 feet tall. So my feet just hang off the end. And then there's like a fold down bed, and there's six like 150 pound dogs that Mike has as well. So it's just a whole situation.
So is the dinner on Thursday night?
Yeah. It's after Switchback normally closes on Thursday at 7. And then we head over to that, whatever that lake, river, whatever is, campground.
Holiday Island.
Yeah, the Holiday Island campground. And Mike brings 100 pounds of meat, cooks it up, bunch of sides, and we just all hang out at the pavilion there and have a good time. You guys, I think, Steve, were you there last year or were just you two there?
I think last year.
Okay, so all three of y'all were there. So you know what's up. We're doing the same thing. We made it the annual Mike cookout, even though against his will, but he has agreed to make it the annual Mike cookout.
Breaking me down.
So we'll get down there. We're going to leave Thursday after work. So, I mean, we may have to go straight to the cookout and then go to the motel, or we may have to go, depending on what time we have, we may go to the motel and drop our bags. But so, yeah, we don't get Mrs. Adventure until Saturday night. And
shit, she's at work right now. She is just breaking the law.
breaking the law. Busted's wife won't be there till Friday. Too much info on there, Chase.
No,
you know,
I'll have my girlfriend with me.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, she's a cutie. You haven't introduced her yet.
Brian is
very obedient.
Brian is getting older tomorrow, so I wonder if he has a birthday tomorrow. If he does, happy birthday, Brian. Brian brought my wife a gift the first time I met him. He was coming from Milwaukee, and he had a whole bunch of dealerships on his way through, and we met him in Springfield, and he brought her a bunch of poker chips from a whole bunch of dealerships and stuff.
Nice.
Wow. Yeah. Very cool.
Yeah, he's also he puts a lot of miles down. He's been very interested in the new Limiteds. He's a pretty dedicated follower of the channel, and we talk on social media and chat and stuff, and so thanks for joining us, Brian. Road Rush wants to know how much your girlfriend's costing. I'm thinking she's a pretty cheap date.
Either five, and if I'm really frisky, 10.
If you need 10, I mean, you're going to have to prove that at the cookout Thursday night.
Jay, you've got a question here.
Yeah, as of right this moment, yes. But we'll see.
Okay, it could change. But right now, she's not making it.
No, yes.
Oh, she is making it. Okay. Yes. So she is going to make it. Not.
I keep trying to peer pressure. I'm like trying to subliminal message Shannon to be like, you coming though? Are you coming? You're really going to come though, right?
Hey, I ask her the same question.
Right?
If you think she tells you the truth?
No. That's why I love her. She's protective of my ego. It stinks.
Tom Bond is joining us.
Only. I can't bring that joke up in other streams.
Hey, I ordered new stickers. Well, not new. They're the same design, but I had to restock. I was out. So they shipped today, so they should be here for spring fling. So, yeah, Witchcraft will have poker chips. I'll have stickers. If you see us, make sure you ask for one. Say hi. All that good stuff. We all like Shannon more than Jay.
That's fair.
Jay, she is a big fan of chicken gizzards.
Jay, I love you both the same. I don't have a favorite child.
Oh, hey, I got Steve something. This is just for you.
I can feel the love.
I can use two. I could use two if you want me to, Bubba.
Jesus, we've gone into a whole other world.
This is why you should come to Spring Fling. Don't cancel your reservation, except for one. You get this kind of fun right here.
Yeah. Imagine what happens after two or three drinks.
Yeah, I've only had the one. Well,
just the one.
I got a little something in this too, but
yeah. So come. Hang out, have a good time, meet good people, ride some awesome roads, and we're going to make it happen. We're going to have a good time no matter what. That's just because of the people we're going to be hanging out with. So come find your people. Come have a good time.
Yes, sir.
That's the message.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, guys, I've got thumbnails to make for a video to come out in the morning. I've got some other videos I need to try and figure out how I'm going to make and put out in the next day or two, because I've heard some things today that aren't on the internet anywhere. Things happening with Harley Davidson.
Uh-oh. Ooh.
No sneak peeks, though. You're going to have to watch the video. Not spilling no beans tonight, because nobody else knows. If I spilled on the live, somebody else will make a damn video. Learn my lesson. Not on that stuff, you know. If it's already out there, we can talk about it. But.
Well, come on, get to work. We're ready.
Yeah, get to work. I'm waiting for Jay's awkward outro, but it's Mike's awkward outro. Let's see where we're going.
Right?
No, it's my I've only done like one live since the launch and stuff, so I'm getting out of practice here. But thank you guys all for joining us tonight here on the show, and all of our guests and everybody that tuned in and watched. Don't forget to like and subscribe. Hit that button. We had a lot of people on the live tonight. We're still at 33, and we were up as much as 60 concurrently at one time. So that's a pretty big live for my channel. Thank you guys all for tuning in. Stay positive and come ride some shit in Northwest Arkansas and have a good time with us April 24th and 25th.
If anybody asks you if Spring Fling's still going on, send them this video.
Yep.
Right on.
Right on. Thank you guys all for your time. I'm going to sign us out.
Thanks, guys.
Peace.
Later.